removes from the karki. So it's his knuckle that he's placed on the karki, absorbs all the minerals from the karki. That's unique. And then it's also mechuba. It's also mechuba. So Migabi Shabbos, the question is not whether it gets unique from the karki, but whether it's mechuba or not. Migabi Tume. So mechuba is not mechuba Tume. Tovish is mechuba Tume. So there it's not a question of Yunika, there it's a question of Tolish versus Mechuga, not whether it gets in Yunika from Karak or not. Tolish Maishres doesn't depend whether it's Mechuga or Tolish. Let's say it's Tolish, but if it absorbs all the minerals from the Karak, when you take hydrophenix, so it absorbs minerals, but it doesn't draw the minerals, it doesn't absorb it from the karka as the soil, it absorbs it from the water. The minerals are dissolved in the water. So when it grows, so it absorbs the minerals from the water. So of course, so it's not changing from the karka to soil, but when a snorkel is placed under the karka, it absorbs the minerals from the karka already. And even if it's placed on Abiyusaydes, and there is a hefsek of Abir, but through the hefsek of Abir, it still is able to draw its unique from the karka beneath some really it's hiding from some eyes. So that's why he says in the base, he has been calling that peiris are the soil, but are godel bechove, that means Abiyusaydes. I mean, that's a Muchach from the Gemore in Noches, that prevails. So then it's Chayim Bikur. But Ligabi Shabbos, if an Otis Nokif was placed on the cart, so not only was it able to draw the unique from the cart, it was, there was no Hepsikavir, so it was Mechuga to the cart too. Then he picks it up and he puts it on his stand. So then, it still draws unique from the karka. But since now there is a hepsekavir, it's not placed on the karka, so mele, it's not mechuga, it's not considered mechuga, it's tolish.
In other words, it's your indication, so that we said is, it has a quality of unique, but
it's not a quality of
mechuga. That's right. What is the treatment
of What?
What is the treatment of unique, is not for Shabbos? What
if Pesach for Benikas and not Pesach? Could be that in order to be higher in Tumas of Maestres, it's not enough that it gets unique from the Karke. It has to get unique from the Karke. Of course, it is the Lina Karke, and it has to be Mechuba to the Karke.
It's called Mechuba once it has a unique, though, but the criteria of what's called Mechuba is
but very different. But Pesach will agree that there are two things.
There are
two things, but his Rishita is that unique, if it's not Mechuga, is not enough to Mechaya, to make it into Peres Horus. Peres Horus, in other words, I suppose it can be done. Yeah. That's the Rishita. And the Rambam Shita is different. The Rambam Shita is different. And we said, last Sunday we said, now, in the explaining the whole Gemara, I'm not going to repeat it again, but just briefly, yes.
So where it says on the Gavir Shabbos, you know, is that when you put it on Gavir, you say this, is it your name, is considered a program when it's on Gavir, you say
this? I say this also. So Midrash said there is no Yisur of Teirish.
Because it's considered Mechubar then also.
What? So it's considered Mechubar also.
Not but, because
but still, there is still a Nisad Rabbonon. Why is there a Nisad Rabbonon? After all, what did he do? The answer is, in Mechubar there are also the Greece. Mechubar there are also the Greece. So true according to Teisves and at the Raisa level. So even when it's the other is mafsik, it's still mechuga. So there is enough mechuga, substantial mechuga, degree of mechuga. But in a deme, the chibo, the attachment that takes place when an otzisnokuf is in contact with the karakoilom and when the other is mafsik. The chachomim don't tassel just like that.
just in a vacuum. There has to be a basis. So in other words, midraise is considered sufficient milchut. There is substantial attachment, but it's not, there isn't that much of attachment as when it is in contact with the karkayim. So mele midrabonon, since he reduced the degree of chibur, so is chayv makas mardus midrabonon. So even according to Tesfes, we have to say that there is a difference. There's a difference. But according to the Rambam, no, even on the Raisa level, if the Aver is mafsik, so it's not considered even on the Raisa level to be mechubah. But it's chayv to mesmaris because it's yenik from the car. Then we said on Sunday, I just want to mention it briefly, just to remember it. In other words, what's the pshat we discussed, Tesis says, the kashe, how does the more equate Sfino Sheinigi Sheshes with the question of yes before an echtaf or not before an echtaf by Sfino Sheinigi Sheshes with the machlekes and Rabbeinu Rabbanan. The otu, mayin get to maiserot, ha mevi get baalir beat Yisrael, yechoshet ime vichush lores, and ofra abosha mechush lores, poto maiser, veim erid lo idom, daalir kakish dachteo, baasri, viro, lishai, vimaiser, ushvis, mashen ki nisvina. So what's the pshat in the ri? I mean, balabatish, I mean, I don't think there could be any other pshat. So the pshat is that when that goes without saying, and that is mentioned by all the Rishonim and Dav Beis and Gittin, that when the Chachomim were misakein from Nechtam in Chutz Loretz and not in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's because of Lishmo or because of Edmitsuni Kaimei, but they based it not on Shem Eretz Yisrael, but on Dushas Eretz Yisrael. And those mekeimis that kofshu el Mitzrayim kofshu el Bava, that have Shem Eretz Yisrael, but since they don't have Yidushas Eretz Yisrael, so they are to be treated like Chutz Loretz in regard to before Nechtam, or before Nechtam. So mimele, since they based it upon Yidushas Eretz Yisrael, they based it upon the fact that the karka shetach teo, it will be chayvim to mesamaisres. But if the karka shetach teo is not chayvim to mesamaisres, so then it has a din of Chutz Loretz, even though it's also, that's the reason. But Tesfes in the Brahmasrot Snokov says something else. Tesfes says that the Noris of Eretz Yisrael, so only the Karka is Eretz Yisrael. And the Avir is not Eretz Yisrael. Why? So we explained it on the basis of the Gemore in Bor Basra, the Findalet on the base, that they are 7 yamim and 4 nehores that are makif Eretz Yisrael. Makif Eretz Yisrael. So the Loshon HaGemara is makif Eretz Yisrael. The Loshon HaGemara is not that there are 7 yamim and 4 nehores that are Eretz Yisrael, makif Eretz Yisrael. So Teis V'shiti is no. After all, the Nehores of Eretz Yisrael or the Yam of Eretz Yisrael are not Eretz Yisrael per se. But they are Eretz Yisrael because they are Makif Eretz Yisrael, they are Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. And that we see the same thing with Abiyam HaGodol, we see it. So Mele, so it's not Eretz Yisrael by itself. It acquires the Shem Eretz Yisrael and even Duchess Eretz Yisrael by virtue of the fact that it serves as the borders for Eretz Yisrael, it's Makif Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele Teis V'shiti is that only the Karka serves as a border. The Avir is Doroshim Imam B'Shahu Kli serves as a border. A border you have to be able to, has to be something tangible, something you can touch, but the Avir you can touch. Some mele it cannot serve as a border. Some mele it's not Eretz Yisrael. There's the plain pshat in Tesfes. He says he says di neid he had ne geschäft ist la gebude mit habe khuslas ne mais khshiben am khuslas ne get hani mi shum kind di shem khuslas amok. In other words, the Noor itself, the mind, the avir of the Noor, above the karke is Shem Chutzlaretz. It doesn't have Dushas Atzisroel, it doesn't even have Shem Atzisroel. It was not given in it by itself to Avraham Avinu. It was not given, Yamagodl. It was not given to Avraham Avinu, but the Torah says, the Torah says, Ugvul Yam. So it's a rule. So Mimele, it acquires Hashem Eretz Yisrael. On the basis of the Chalishem Gvul, that it's Makif Eretz Yisrael. So what is Makif Eretz Yisrael? The Karak is Makif Eretz Yisrael. The Avir is not Makif Eretz Yisrael. But if something, let's say, suppose there is a building built in the north of Eretz Yisrael, in the Arab, a building is built like the Empire State Building, and then the Chachomim meet there on the roof of the Empire State Building that is built in the Yarden, and one Chochem wants to be Masmir the other Chochem, so then the Smicha is Chal, but Smicha can only take place in Eretz Yisrael if the Masmich and the Nismich are both not soil. The answer is, when there is a building that is built on the Karkaraz soil, so even the roof of that building is considered to be at the soil because it's Munachan at the soil. So that's why Rashi emphasizes, and apparently Rashi is not like the Ri, but Rashi is like the Tesis, the Baramaslot Snot, because Rashi says, who is interested whether it's Kman de Manchadom and not Kmanchadom? No, we are interested. Because the Avir by itself is not Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlaretz, the Tesis. But it acquires the Shem Eretz Yisrael and the Dushas Eretz Yisrael on the basis of the fact that it's a Gvul. So the Karak is a Gvul, border, Avir, what kind of a Gvul is the Avir? Some male. But if it is Manche on the Karak, so it's also Eretz Yisrael, so it can be Smiche. But if it's not Manche, let's say according to Rashi, suppose the Rebbe and the Talmud, the Masmich and the Nismech, will be flying in a plane over the yard, and the Masmich will be Masmich, the Nismech, as they are sitting on the plane, standing on the plane, so the Smich will not be Chal, because it's not Manche, unless we say that the fact that he flies above the Karka of the Arden is also Manche. There's something else, I don't know, but it's not such a devil portion. So that's Rashi. So then we said, so according to Teisves, Nadari, but the Teisves, the Brahmas Lot is not, and Rashi, so why does the Gimbrabzeir and Abaye, why do they say, Tonechode Hameviget Bisfinet Mevat Yisrael? He doesn't have Sifanechta. Vitani, he doch came in the Chutzlaretz, he does have Sifanechta. So Rabbi Yomi says, Loi Kashi or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbono. So the Braise that says, Kimeli Beat Yisrael is like Rabbono. The Braise that says, Kimeli Chutzlaretz is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Abaye says, both Braises accord with Rabbi Yehuda. The Braise that says, Kimeli Beat Yisrael is a reference to the case, or this Fino is Gisheshes. When the Braise that says, Kimeli Chutzlaretz, when this Fino is not Gisheshes. So according to Teisves, and Rashi, the Pshat is that he, according to Rabbonon, so we say Avir Kemandeman Chedom. Avir Kemandeman Chedom. So that seems whether the Rabbonon would say Avir Kemandeman Chedom in the case where a plane flies above the Yarden, That's a shaila. That should be tolu in that lotion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, in ame atkan likom rabbonim, rabbon hosom, elo bisfinodri mafsika vire, di maye kares mirte dami. So according to that lotion, so the rabbonim only say it's kimanche when there is no hefsekavia. There is no hefsekavia. There is just the hefsek mayim. So mayim is like ares mirte. It's like a little hill. Like a little hill. Or let's say you built a little hill, a little mound on the mayim. But in a clay, when you can say ares mirte, then the rabbon will be made that are is not command the man kedai. But according to the other lotion, at kan le kommer rabbi also mal bis fina asur le vreach, av lotzich in le vreach leis on the contrary. So generally speaking, so here, because it's still also a plane is also also le vreach, but if it will be possible for the plane to stop in the air, I don't know whether that was ever done. To rest in the air, that's probably impossible.
An helicopter could stop.
What?
An helicopter could stay.
Just stand in space.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, according to that lotion, they do it. You mean just like that?
But the helicopter, sure.
Yeah. They make a landing in the avia.
Yeah, just hover there.
What?
Just to hover.
For a long time?
A few minutes.
What?
A few minutes.
That's all.
I don't know.
Could they do it for half an hour, for an hour?
Possibly.
What?
I know they have these new planes.
Okay, fine. So Mele, when it's not also Livreach, so then even Rebuda will be made that it's Kiman Chadam. That it's Kiman Chadam. You all right? So then I said, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, I'm just reviewing what I said. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Binores de Artuschol, the Kuraum Likligi. Elokit Ligi, my God, so Rashi says, Kuraum Ligi de Artuschol, we are for Gavdins from the Gisheshes, the time to get Loimish and Unikina Kakel, Kimais Roshvirs, Hilkach, Ligabi, get that is written. And Sfinis Nart Israel, so Ben Rebude, Ben Rabbonon, Ben Gisheshes, Ben Enel Gisheshes, so it's like Nart Israel. It doesn't have to say from Nachta from Nachta. According to Nachm Bayitzok, and we pass on Nachm Bayitzok, not like Rabbi Rabbi. So what is the Pshat on Nachm Bayitzok? So it can be explained, it's not clear from the Rishenim, what's the Pshat on Nachm Bayitzok. Rishenim explained Rabbi Rabbi, but what exactly Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, it's obscure. So it can be explained in two ways. Either, this is all according to Rashi and Tesis, not according to the Ri, but according to Rashi and Tesis, that the reason is why the Rav Yirmiyahu and Abaye equate the question of before Nechtav with the question of Tumas Maisres in his Sfino, that is in the Gisheshes, is because it's a question whether Kiman Chedome or not Kiman Chedome. And Rav Yirmiyahu and Abaye hold that since the Nehoris, that the Nehoris themselves of Eretz Yisrael are not Eretz Yisrael per se in themselves, they are only acquired Shem Eretz Yisrael on the basis of the Zeres HaKosov of Vulyam. So the same Zeres HaKosov applies to Noris also, because the Gemara in Basra mentions Psukim Ligabri Noris also, not only Ligabri Yam. So Memele, only the Karke is Igvul, but the Avir is not Igvul. But if it's Kiman Chedam, so is the Karke itself. Machine can Nachman by Yitzchok can hold, no? That the Nehoris that are Makif Eretz Yisrael are Makif Eretz Yisrael, and they are themselves part of Eretz Yisrael. So really we don't have to resort to Kiman Chedam Yina. That's one Pshat in Rashi. Another Pshat in Rashi is, we could say, I really don't know what Rashi is. It's not clear. I looked into the Rishenim, in the Miri, and I didn't see any clue, how the Rishenim explained Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So another pshat could be that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok agrees with Rabbi Yemin Abaye that the Nohores of Eretz Yisrael are not themselves Eretz Yisrael. The Nohores of Eretz Yisrael are not themselves Eretz Yisrael. That only the Karki is Eretz Yisrael. Only the Karki is Eretz Yisrael. But they say that even though the Nohores are not Eretz Yisrael, but even here it's not a question of mechuba or not mechuba. So legabi to mesumaisres, it's a question
of being mechuba.
So legabi to mesumaisres. So then it's a question of unique. So the question is, if it's not gesheshes, is there enough unique to be considered peers as to soil or not? Mashenkin here, the guy from Nachman Nachtam, who is interested in Yenike, true that the Avir is by itself is not Eretz Yisrael, but since it happens to be in the Avir of the Karka of Eretz Yisrael, so it is Kimandemandre. It's even if he doesn't have sufficient Yenike, it still is Kimandemandre. Then you can ask a Kashe, but the Gemara says in B'mitzie, I don't want to discuss this, another Indian. The Gemara discusses in B'mitzie, it's a Bible Yivshite. In Gemara B'mitzie, and the Rambam doesn't even mention it, but the Tur mentions it, it's a Bible Yivshite. The Gemara in B'mitzie has an Abaye. Daf Yudvei Zamed Aleph. Boy Rove. Zorak Arnike B'Pesach Zeh. Let's say this is a chotzah. This room is a chotzah. And then one person wants to give a matone, a ruvik, stands outside of this chotzah. Let's say there is a window in this wall. And there is a window in that wall. And this is a chotzah. And the other, and outside this room, is again. Is again a Rishus Arabi, but this Chotzer belongs to Shimon. Ruven wants to give him a ton and Arnike, $1,000 in the Arnike, he wants to give him a ton to Shimon, but Shimon has to be Kenyan. But Chatzir Mishul Yod Yisrael boy. So if he'll drop it through the window on the floor of the room, so it became Chatzir Shalom Kenyan Yisrael Midayit. But he didn't drop it on the floor, he threw it out of this window, and he didn't drop on the floor here, and then it was thrown out through the other window, and then it dropped in the karke of the Rishus Rabbi, was Shimon Kenedan. So there's the Shaila Bavir Shein Sefer Nuach is Kimunar Dome or Loi Kimunar Dome. So Mele. It's a bad leaf shit. Boy Rav Zora Karni Ge Pesach Zev Yosef Pesach Hachamal Avar Shem Sefer Lenuach Kimuna Adon Eloi Omalei Rav Popular Rav Yopki. So it's a loy nifshat. The Rambam doesn't mention it, but the Tur in Cheshmish does mention it. It's a bad leaf shit. So how can we say this pshat that according to Rashi that Rav Nachman Yitzchok says because here it's not a question, Rashi says, it's not a question of unique. So what is the question? The question is, and we can say that Rav Nachman Yitzchok is made to Rav Yirmiyahu and Abaye, that the Nohores of Eretz Yisrael, so only the Karak is Eretz Yisrael. The Avir is, it's not the Gvul, it's not Eretz Yisrael. But in order that he should be potter of from Nechtu from Nechtam, it must be considered Kimancha. So, even if we say that it's not sufficiently Yenik from the Karaka beneath, and it's not Mechuber, but Kimancha it is, the fluke should be taller in the Tabai, it's a bide leaf, whether Avir Shein Sefer Lenuach is Kiminar Dome or Avir Shein Sefer Lenuach is Lav Kiminar Dome. But there is a difference. Now, suppose somebody would throw an arnike into a chotzer, and I don't know whether it's possible, that will only be possible in outer space, but suppose it is possible to throw it in such a way that the avir should never drop to the ground, should keep pan encircling in the avir. I don't know whether it's possible. Today everything is possible. I mean, but suppose it never drops in the avir. So it's saying Sefer Lemlach. Will it be told in the same Abai of Avash and Sefer Lemlach? I don't think so. Avash and Sefer Lemlach means because here it didn't remain in that space of the Chotzer. It just for a moment it passed it, it crossed it. But suppose it remains there. It remains there for days and days, but it doesn't drop. I mean, what is there to control the law of gravity? I mean, to harness the law of gravity, level of gravity shouldn't work. But suppose it's possible, I mean, through a motor to make it encircle in the avir of the chotzer without a limit, indefinitely. So then it's mistaber that the Bala chotzer became it. Because here, that's avir she'sefer lemlach. Avir she'sefer lemlach doesn't mean because it doesn't drop on the kark. After all, chatzir shlom kelim shum daiti des halocha v'anoche. By Shabbos there is near anoche. So then, machlekes chabakiv and the chachomim, kuto kimishun chodam ye, kuto laf mishodam ye. But, gabe mitziya chotzer is kenis halocha v'anoche. The Gemara itself said, misgalgo kamre, shana misgalgo, the chemuna adome. But by Shabbos, misgalgel is not considered anoche. Because by Shabbos, there is aloche of anoche west. By Chatzir Shalom Kishon, there is no aloche that the chayfetz has to rest. It can be emotion too. It's emotion too. But what it means, lenuach means that it is present in that mocking, in that space. But here, when he throws an arnike through one window, it crosses. And for a few seconds, it is in the confinement. Yeah. 1 second, in the confinement, in the space of the chotzer. So that's an abay lifted. Mashenkin here, where the sfino travels, and the Jordan, and only in the Jordan, it doesn't pass the Jordan, in the Jordan, and it travels in the Jordan for days, long enough for Peres to grow and to be an age. So that's Avir she'sefer lemlach. That's not Avir she'sefer lemlach. So mele, it has nothing to do with the Abaye, the Leifshitim, the Gemorim, the Mitzie, whether Avir she'sefer lemlach kimuna adome of Avir she'sefer lemlach is lachtumar. Okay, this is now. Then there is something else. So my father's teretz is a very good teretz. It's a very good teretz. But there is another, the Rambam Shite still has to be explained, because that piece of Torah that was published after the Ptire of my father Zechen Levrach in the Absilo, and then my father reprinted it in the Sefer, so did not express the whole piece of Torah of my father. There is another kash on the Rambam. One kash against the Rambam is because on one hand the Rambam paskuns ligabi di gemore haipap sise di manchar beamcha siche chayev mishum teleish. So it's mit reis and not mit Rambam. So that means that osnok famohogab you say this second, the Rambam is dolch. On the other hand, the Rambam paskuns in perikveis Milchus Bikurim that perish gidlu bichove, which means otusnok v'amunah hagabi seidus achayu bikurim. So my father gives the teretz. If there is hefsekavir, then it doesn't interfere with the unique from the karke. But mechuba it is okay. But then there's another kash. Tesis has a good raya. kenu emes de otis kim khuba di ferik a shalaya khambrin un in kis fun pusbu el a otis nokuf u mekeli man khasir so they are some who give the balabatish tarets on this kashin so in the Rambam also paskens this thing that if somebody has an otis nokuf hamunach al gabi yisaydes there's no machlekes that so then you can write a post. So apparently it is mechuga because if it's tolush, so if the leve has $1 million worth of chattels of tolush, so you can't write a post, he has to have kark. So that's a kash, and that is not a question of unique, there is a question of mechuga, whether it's karke or not karke. So my father has a different teretz, and that is another piece of Torah. Is another piece of Torah. And that my father said 55 years ago in a Hadran on Shisho Sitre Mishne in Bismedrash HaGodol in Washington Heights, 175th Street, the Rov. At that time was the newly appointed Rav, a Mushmach of my father, Ramesh Bezdin, already all of Asholem. He died a few years ago, Ramesh Bezdin. So he gave a hadran. So, and the Mishnah, the last Mishnah Nukt. But with that he answered this Kashutu. There are some who give it Eretz on that kasha. They say, since Prusbul is Takonis Chachomim, so maybe with the Rabbonot. There is a special Takone that is to be considered Mechuba. But that's. What?
Other things different.
Mikulay Prusbul. Mikulay Prusbul. Yeah, but that's. That's Malabatish. All right. That was one of my father's expressions, and I heard it so many times that I intuitively I can feel when somebody says Torah whether my father would call it Balabat Shonat. I developed a sense for it, but that my father, I mean, he did call it Balabatish, but this is typical. I mean. Now I'm going to make a CM this Sunday, the Shloish Memorial, because I learned Dukti. I learned, it was distributed, so I learned Maisres and Krises and Dukti. So I'm going to give a CM, but I don't want to discuss Aloha because there isn't the time and it's not the audience. So I'll just make the CM on the last Mishneh on the Omer Rabbi Yishoy ben Levi Sagesh Boch, not this, but in a way it can be like a CM, like a Haschole of a CM on the Shisha Sitra Mishneh. I'm going, it's at 1:45, I think, no? Yeah. The Shlesh Memorial. Ramosh will speak, and I'll, Ramosh will probably make a CM. And Marcus probably, and I'll make a CM and Shisha Sitra Mishneh. Now, so the Mishneh Yud, but I'm not going to say that Mishneh, because it won't be the time. So I'll just mention the last Mishneh of Limot HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazik Baruch Hu LaShalom. But Mishneh Yud, the last Mishneh is Mishneh Yud Veis. But Mishneh Yud, and I remember 55 years ago, so the father made a CM, so he learned the last three Mishnes. Mishneh Yud, Mishneh Yud Aleph, and Mishneh Yud Beis.
In Maestros?
Not Maestros, in Ukt. Kaveres Dveri. Reblezer Eimer Arei Ki Karka V'keis V'nola O'Pruzbo. V'in Mikabeles Tume B'mkeimo. V'arei D'mimeno B'Shabes Chayef Chatos. והחכמים אומרים, אינו כקרקע, ואין קייסנו לפרוסבו, ומקבל אסתומה במקיימו, ועובד ממנו בשבס פוטה. קבר אסתווה ביהייב. So the blazer said, "I like car." He lived in a car. So mainly it's case for a plus if somebody owns a BI, nothing else, no real property, just a BI. Some millionaire, I mean, he owns one BI. So you can write a plus.
It's like a building?
A BI!
Yeah, I know, but it's like a building?
It's not like a BI. It's not like a building in any way. So, the case in where possible, the Eino Mikabel is Tumah B'Mkein, because what is Mikabel Tumah? Tosh. But Mechuber is not Mikabel Tumah. Let's say if Sheres comes in contact with the potato before the potato is plucked out, so it's not Mikabel Tumah, even if it was Mukhsher, because water it was dropped on it, but it's not Mikabel Tumah. So, Reb Lezer holds that a beehive is like mechuber, even though it's not mechuber, but al-Pedin is like mechuber. So Mele, if he owns a beehive, so the leave is, you can write Puzbi. And if Isheres comes in contact with it, and the beehive was moistened by water, so then it's mechabutum. One second. If somebody draws out
Mekabel Tumah,
what is that?
It's not Mekabel Tumah.
Did I say Mekabel Tumah? All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If somebody on Shabbos will draw out honey from the beehive, he'll be chayv chatos. It's mechuber. The chachomim emen beachil. Eino kikar ke vein keis mulel kuzbu. So it's a machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Rabbonon as to whether a beehive is mechuber or is tosh. And they pass like the Rabbonon. Now this is a Mishnah in Nuktzen, and it's also a Mishnah in Shviz. But the same Mishnah, the exact same Mishnah, and the Rabban Bat Nore is the identical. In Uktzin and Ishvis, Mamesh, every word, identical. Only one thing. There is the Hagoyes Rabbi Kveya, Ramishnayes. So in Uktzin, Rabbi Kveya doesn't test the Kashi and the Rabbi Batunore. But in Shviz, he has the Kashi. So let's look into the Mishnah in Shviz. It's the same Rabbi Batunore. So somebody can look at the Rabbi Batunore in this Mishnah, in Uktzin. But Rabbi Kveiga doesn't test the kashe in Uktzin, yes, only in Shviz. Yes. Perek Yud, Mishne Zayin. Kaveres Dveirim, Reb Lezer in Ha'ari Ki Karka. Vi Keis Fin Oleh Ot Puzb. Vi Eino Mikabel Estume Bin Keine. Vareid Mene Bishabes Chaye. Vachachom Meim Eino Ki Karka. Vi Ein Keis Fin Oleh Ot Puzb. Mikabel Estume Bin Keine. Vareid Mene Bishabes Pot. Now, the Rambat Nori is the same. In Uktzin or in Shviz, Mama is the same. I think even the Loshen is the same. So if somebody doesn't have Shviz, he can look at in Uktzin. So the Kaveres Dverim, Kishu Mechoberes Betit, Hakel Medim Shiki Karke Lechover. Bimo Yisom Nachas Al Gabi Yisedes, Hakel Medim Shiki Kelim Veina Ki Karke. Lo Yinech Liku Elo Shimu Nachas Al Gabi Karke Veina Mechoberes Betit. So the Rav mentions a big chiddush that the whole machleik is between the blazer and the Rabbonon is only in regard to the case where the beehive is not attached with plaster to the karka. It is just standing on the karka. It's just placed on the karka. And it's not munach al gabi yisedes. Suppose the beehive is placed on gabi yisedes on a chair and a bench and something. The aver is mafsik, so then even the blazer will be made that it's not kikark. Suppose it is mechuba betit, it is plastered in the kark, so even the Rabbonim will be agreed that it's kark. When is there a machlekes, Rabbeinu saying it is kikarke, and the Rabbonim saying it's not kikarke, which is just placed, not mechuba bitit, and but al gabi karke, not al gabi yisayis. So then Rabbeinu says it's kikarke, and the Rabbonim say it's not kikarke. So Rabbi Kveger, the Rabbi Kveger is not nukt non nishvi, so he says tmur, dizeh loiki salte daitor da shas bubo basle. Because there is a machlekes in Gemara whether tolush l'sefribre is have a tolush or have mechub. Let's say, buys a house, it's mechuba. See this building, it's mechuba.
It's cargo.
So, but originally it wasn't mechuba. Originally it consisted of bricks, of stones, and then the Odom, so they were mechabret. So originally it was Tolush, and then it became Mechuba. So one time it says, Tolush, Lisef, Chibre, have Mechuba. What do I care that originally, that yesterday, a month ago, it was Avonim, individual, Avonim and Toltolim, but now it's a structure. So it has a din of Kark, and another Tana says, no, I do care. Since originally it was Tolush, even though now it's Mechubea, so it is still considered Tolush. What's Nafkimini? It's many Nafkiminis. Let's say, Avedizor is Osa. If somebody is Mishtachver, let's say, to another, it's Osa. It's Osa Banoi. Suppose somebody is Mishtachver Lebais. Is mishtach for the bais. So if we say tolush, now there is aloche that what can become affected to this anoyev of the zore, only something that is tolush, not something that's mechuba. Otherwise, one wouldn't be able to have anoyev from a mountain, from a nor, from a yam. Yes, the whole world, because the pagans worshipped all the, because the horimale. Eleheyem alohorim, the Torah says, so Eleheyem alohorim v'lo yahorim Eleheyem. Horim is mechuga. So mechuga is not osabanoi. Suppose somebody is mishtach for the bais. Is anybody allowed to live in that bais? If we say, tolush v'sif chibri have a tolush, so he's not allowed to have anoia from that bais. If we say Tolush Lisef Chibrei have a mechubea, so then
he's allowed.
The Rambam pas monsef. The Rambam monsef.
A church.
A church is not the Avrizor.
Right.
The Avrizor is the Isi Oish.
Oh.
And the Isi is the Isi Ish Avrizor. It's not the church. The church is only a bias in which the Arevi Avizor. But the church is not Avizor.
Oh, we're talking about something about the Amamish.
That's right.
The house
that Avizor. Yes, that's right. So that's a machlekes. We paskin the Tolush Lesef Chibri have a Tolush. I'm also paskin. Out Rishim paskin again. Why? So that means I'm shtach for the bias is us. Yes. Then, Rabbi Tvei, so the Gemara in Bor Basra, at first in the Havamine, so assumed the Gemara in Bor Basra, it is Daf Samachay, assumed that the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbonon is in the Shaila whether Tolush Lisef Chibre is Av Tolush or Tolush Lisef Chibre is Av Mechuba. So Rabbi Lezer says, Kaveres Dveri, because even though it's Mechuba, in other words, so it appears from that Gemara, that when Rabbi Lezer says, Hareyu Kikarki is reference, and Rabbonon say, it's not Kikarki, they have reference even to a beehive that is attached betit to the kark. Otherwise, if it's just munach, what has it to do with Tolush Sifribre? It's not Sifribre, it's Tolush all the time. It's still Tolush, it's still Tolush, just like. So, at first, the Gemara had the Avamine The machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Rabbonon is tolu in the shaila that tolu is chibre have tolu shrab mechuber. Rav Lezer also tolu is chibre is have mechuber. So that's why he says alikhi karakerik is more truthful. When metabolist to mechimo, varid men bishabes chayev. וחכמים הם אינו כקרקע ואין כסל על פריזבום חבלסטון כמו אין משאבס פוטר so, שכב תביא רסט מול דיזה לא יקיסל דדאי זה דעשב ואופסטו לפליגים בתור סיף חיברי אם כן מה ירדף כבנחו בביתית ומסקונה שאת גמור הזדייכת וגמור says everybody agrees that כתולש דום even רב לזר so why does רב לזר say Kaveres Dveirim is Mechubea. So that's because of his special Zosakosuf. It's mentioned in Shmuel. It's Vayidvel Biyaras Dvash. Vayidvel Biyaras Dvash. So it's Yalfusim. So, Mayar Mechubea of Kaveres Dveirim Dvash is also Mechubea. It's a special Zosakosuf. No Svores. It's a Zosakosuf. And the Chachomim, they don't learn that Yalfus. Now, what's about the Pasuk Vayidvel Biyaras Dvash? So the Radak in Shmuel says that according to the Rabbanon, according to Rav Lezer, so Yaras Dvash has referenced the beehive. According to the Rabbanon, the Radak says that. According to the Rabbanon, so Yaras Dvash has reference to cane sugar plantations. That's also called Dvash. That's Mechuba Mamesh. That's Mechuba Mamesh. So anyway, so then the Gemara says, in Kain, Udzeh, Pueli, Dizeh, Loiki, Salch, Daita, Dash, Haz, Bilo, Basre, Di Pligi, Vitoz, Lissif, Chibre, in Kain, Mayre, Davke, Mechuba, Vitit. So how can the Rav Ben Batinore say, the only Bimunach, Al, Bikarki, but Mechuba, Vitit, Rabbonon, Achelik, but the Gemara's, most Hava, Mine, was the Rabbonon, Achelik, because they hold Tolsh is a fibre is a tolsh, umaskone gam rablezas fear late tolsh dome. Vitai mit rablezam mikro vaito diars advash, vikoye hakel advash, umai rafil bitolish ligamre, urabon lidarshi kein, afu bimhuba betita bikitolish, vitolshi. So, my father gave me very good talents, but we have to see. One second, please don't ask me any questions. It's late, please don't listen. Says in there is a stir in the Ram between the Rambam in Avodah Zarah and the Rambam in Hilchos Mira, because the Shaila of Tolush, because Mishnah is that kash, because in Avodah Zarah the Rambam paskens the Tolush Lesef Chibrei is Havetosh Hamishdach Lebayisos, even though it's Mechuba now house, but originally it was Tolush. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam in Perikhes Milchus Abiris Kachov in Haloche Dalet, he says, V'chein ha-mishtachve li-bayiz bonu ha-rizos ha-banoi. Like Rav. Rav says so. Why? Because Tolish is a Chibra v'Tolish. So Mele would expect the Rambam to pass on Gabi Mile. Mile is not Ne'idikakoiz. Mile. That if somebody will be door in the Bayi Shal Hekdesh, so he will not be mayor, because Tolish is a Chibre have a Tolish. So in Avizore it's a Kule, in Avizore it's a Chumre, but in Mile it should be Kule. But the Rambam Paskins, like Abi Mile, that Avol HaMagdish Eitzim Ve'avonim Uvono Behen Bayis Hador Shamoal. But Tolish is a Chibre is Avizore. So, Uvono. Bonjour mesdames et messieurs. Ce chien a magdish baïs bono. Hador boy loy moa. A magdish baïs bono. Hador boy loy moa. Why is loy moa? Because it's cow. Why magdish eats in the vonin bono? So it's a special aloche. Because since bishas. Because since the Hekdesh was Chal, while it was taller, so Mele, Mile, there is Mile even later on too. But that's a special aloha. I mean that we have to go over the Sugye Mile. But Hamagdish by his Bonu, if the Hekdesh was Chal when it was already,
he has
Karke, Mechubea, Soloimoa. It's like Mishneh is the Kashi. But the Rambam Paskins like Rav that Tolish Lusif Chibriya V'Tolish Zahamishtach Lebayis Osrei. So Mele should Paskin that Hamagdish Bayis Bonu Hador Beis Moal. And the Rambam Paskins Hador Beiloi Moal. So my father said one simple thing, but it's a Yisod that we can understand many alochas and chishmish betnes, so on. My father said there are two gedorim. One gedor is Tolush versus Mechuba, and another gedor is Karkoyis versus Mitalton. Karkoyis versus Mitalton. So mele the whole shaila, the machlekes tanoim, and we paskin. Tolush v'sif chibrei avetolush or av mechubea is only in regard to shailes that depend upon the status of tolush or the status of mechubea. So the mandoma who says tolush v'sif chibrei avetolush, we pass him like that. That's Rav, we pass him like that. He holds that in order to have a shem mechubea, so it must be something that at its inception is mechuba, like a tree. A tree is mechuba. That's a good example of mechuba, because at its inception is mechuba. Well, you cannot say, well, how did that tree come into existence? It came into existence because you put a seed in the cark. But so the seed is something else. It's new. It's a new entity. It's a minish. It's just the result of a seed. But the tree at its very inception, the moment it starts sprouting forth from the karke, it's already mechuba. That is mechuba. But if something at the very outset, at its inception is tosh, like a bias. What is a bias? This is a combination of many stones, many bricks and plaster and all kinds of things. So at its very inception it is a tosh. Then to work, so it becomes mechuba. That's not mechuba. Mechuba by definition means something that is mechuba at its very inception. But then, so there are certain things that are questioned, that are dependent, whether it has a status of Tolush or it has a status of Mechuba. So there are Avrizor. So, Eleheim Alehorim, Vleorim Alehim. So it's Aloche that only something that is Tolush can become affected with the Isar Anoy of Avrizor. But something that is mechuber at its very inception, like a mountain, like a tree, it cannot become affected in this anoye. But if it was planted l'shem avrizora, then there is a special isar anoye of asheo, because there is a special parasha of asheo, a special posik, but not on the basis of the general din of avrizora. But a tree at its inception is mechugar. A mountain, a river at its inception is mechugar. The moon, the sun, all the planets, if not for that aloha, you wouldn't be able even to enjoy sunshine. I mean, we are very fortunate that there is such aloha. So the aloha is that Eleheim Alehorim Veleorim Alehim. So, because there it depends upon the Shem Tolush versus Mechuba. Only a Chefzi that has a Shem Tolush can become a Chefzi of Avrizor. But a Har, a Nor, the moon, the sun, and the tree. The tree, only if it was planted, a special aloch vashero, but suppose it wasn't planted l'shem avrizore, then they dedicated the tree l'avrizore. Well, the pagans did that too. Then it's not osabanoi. Why? Because it's mechuber. At its inception, it is mechuber. So mele, but amshtach v'lebai, since at its inception, it was tolush, avonim, bricks, mortar, all kinds of tolushim things. So then they were combined together into an edifice. So then it doesn't have a chalishem mechub, only something that its very inception was mechuber, has a chalishem mechub. Masheinkin, the other halachas, they do not depend upon the shem tolush versus mechuber, but they depend upon the chalishem kakois versus metal. Miele, it does not. Miele is neig bintaltolin. Miele is not neig bikakois. So
why not?
It's exos hakosuf. It's exos hakosuf. So the question is, what does the hakosuf, and what is the exos hakosuf based? We can ask a child, is it aloche that miele is only neig in tolush? Not mechuber, or it's aloche that mile is only neig mitalto in natal takois. My father said there is a very good raya. Hamagdish ide avdei. So since avodim izukshuli kakois, so mele there is no mile in that. Hamagdish avdei, there is no mile. Why? You can be nene from the abbot. You can buy the abbot, even though it was magdish the abbot. Was magdish the abbot. Also in Gittin, in Adam Misachtes also. If it had been a loch, because avodim hukshel kakois, the Gzeres HaKosuf avodim hukshel kakois only implies that avodim have the status of kakois, like real property. But there is no Gzeres HaKosuf that avodim are mechuber likarke. There is no such thing that avodim If somebody, let's say, if an eved will be tied to the karke, and then someone on Shabbos will untie him, he'll not be chayiv mishum teilish. Not be chayiv teilish. It's aloche of avodim. All right, something else. Avodim, there is aloche of avodim hukshul kakois. One second, please. Avodim is hukshul kakois. Not that avodim have a chalishem mechuber. So it's a raya that mile doesn't depend upon the shem tolush versus mechuber, but the shem the Shem Kakoyis versus Mitalti. So Mele, there is no steel between the Rambam. Ligabi Avrizore were the Xerzakosuf of Aleim Aleorim Aleorim Aleim is the Xerzakosuf of Tolush, that Avrizore is only Shayach in Tolush. A Mechupe cannot become a Chefs of Avrizore. Some Mele, Tolush will say Fribri is Avitolush, because they are Mechuba means something that at its inception in Mechuba. But Mele is a question of Kakoyis, there is no Mele. Kakoyis is no Mele. So Mele, the Rambam says, Vechina Magdish by his Bonu Hador Belimoal. Hamechub, the way of Aloch, Hamechubeli Karke, Ki Karke. So that it doesn't depend upon its inception. If presently it's mechubali karka, so it's iski karka. What it is at its inception doesn't matter. So mele, there is no steer between them. Now that my father answered Rabbi Kvegas Kashi, Kmilchim. Now what is Rabbi Kvegas? Now let's go again.
That by Voidazara it's totally with the same Kalash and Kupur. Why isn't it that the din by Voidazara it's a din karka too? Karka Mitalkman.
Just it's not the
what
question.
You, huh?
It's not a question of karka Mitalkman. One second. Oh, yeah. Now, Kaveres Dveirin, Reblezarim Ari Kikark, Vikase from the Lord Prusbu, how many items are discussed here?
Three.
Case from Lord Prusbu is one item, right? Vin Mekabeles Tumim Mekemo is a second item. Voredimen Bishabes Chayev is a third item. So, Vachachomim Eino Kikarke, Vin Case from Lord Prusbu, it's really four items, because the Kaberes Vilin Rablezarim Arei Kikarke, so the Rabban Bar Tanora says, Viniknes bikeset bishtar v'chazoke kikark. Sarei kikarke is one, the first item. In other words, kaveres dveirin is nikne not with the kinyonim that are effective gabi mitaltlin. What kinyonim are effective mitaltlin?
Mishiche,
hadboye. What kinyonim are effective in kakois?
Keset shtar v'chazoke.
So kaveres dveirin may behave. Reblezarim Arei Kikark, it's nickname for the Kionim of Karkes Shtachazoke, not for Mashiach and that boy. If somebody will be Meshir, be Magbiah, Kaveres Dveirim will not become it. Only if he'll pay, he'll make Chazoke, or there'll be Ishtar. So that's the first item. The case in Lord Prusbul is the second item. Veino, Mikabel Estuma Mikemu is the third item. Voreitman Bishabes Chayef is the fourth item. Now, four items are mentioned, but two items depend upon the Shem Karke versus Mitalkin. Two items depend upon the Shem Tolush versus Mechuba. Kaveres Dveirin, Reblezarim Ariki Karke, Nikim Keshtar Chazok. Is that a Shaila of Tolush versus Mechuba? No. That's Aloche. Mitalton is nicknamed in Mshiche Vagboye, and Karkoye is a nickname because of Shtav HaChazok. So that means Rablezer, there is a double machlekes between Rablezer and Rablezer. It's two separate machlekes. It's mentioned in one Mishneh, but it's two separate machlekes. One machlekes is whether Kaveres Dverim is a din of Karke or it is a din of Mitalton. What's Nafkemine? If it is a din of Karke, it's nicknamed because of Shtav HaChazok. If it is not without on its nickname, Shere Bagboy. So Rablezer says, Kaveres Dverim, Rablezer in Ariki Karke, it is Shem Karke, not the Shem Itaut. So it's Nikki Keshtar Hazok. The case of Prusbu again is a question of Kakois versus Metaut, not Tolish versus Mechuber. If somebody, if the lady has a Vodim, so case of Prusbu is so. So the first two items depend upon the question of Karka versus Mitalki. The third item, when the Kabbalah Stum came, it doesn't depend upon the Shem Tolish versus, it doesn't depend upon the Shem Karke versus Metaltlin, but it depends upon the Shemtolush versus Mechuba. So it's another aloch. It's two separate alochas. It could have been that Rableza would say one thing in regard to the question of Tolush versus Mechuba, and another thing in regard to the question of Kakoizba. But it happens that Rableza says both alochas. In regard to the question of Tolush, of Karka versus Metaltlin, he holds Kaveres Dverin is Kezishem Kark, not Hashem Metaltlin. In regard to the question of Toshes Mechuber, he holds that it has Hashem Mechuber, not Tosh. So, once again, so the third item is a question of Toshes Mechuber. So Rablazar says, Ein Mechuber to Mechuber. It's Mechuber is not Mechuber to me. Voreidim men Bishabes Chai. So that's of course it's a question of Toshes Mechuber. So there are four items, and in regard to all the four items, Rabbi Kiriva, Rabbi Lezer says Kikarke is Mechuber, and Chachom say Mitautlin it's Tolush, but it's two separate machlekes. Shamemele, the Rabbadim Batunore, whether in Nisperush and Shvis or Nisperush as Anuktzin, he's very careful to point out this distinction between Mechuberes Bitit and Munach al Gabi Yisaydes and Munach. He says it only in regard to the first two items, not in regard to the second two items. So in other words, so look at the Loshon of the Rav Batnor. Kaveres Dverin Kishim Mechuberes Bitit HaKomeim Shekikarke. What do you mean Kikarke? It's Niknes B'Kesef V'Shtar V'Chazoke. And case finale approved. Even the Rabbona, Vimoish Nachas, Rabbi Yisaydes, Hakomelim Shikikelim. He doesn't say Tolush Kikelim, it's Mitautlim. So, even Rablezer will be made that it's Niknes Mshechabag Boye, and the Tinkers are Veneka, Loinachlik, or Lashim Nachas, Rabbi Kark, and the Parabitit. The Gemore in Bobo Basra, Daf Samachay, discusses Tumay. Discusses Tume. Tume is not something that is Tolu in the Shem Karka versus Metaltlin, but in Shem Tolush versus Mechuba. So Mele the Salkedaitoch of the Gemara was that Rablezer and Rabbonon in regard to Tume and to Tilish Bishabes only is a Machlekes in Tolush Lisif Librei, and then the Machlekes has reference only to the case where it's Mechuba Bitit. Because if it's not Mechuba Bitit, so then it's always Tolush, but it has reference to the question. So he says the Kliger Bitolush Lusif Ribre Im Ki Ma'ira Daf Mechuba Bitit. But there he discusses Tume Ul Maskone Gam Rablezer Svira Leidich Tolush Dome and Ligabi Tume even Rablezer will be made that it's the Tolush Lusif Ribre is Ave Tolush. But there's a special Zeros Akos of Ligabi Biaids because Vayit Veil Biyar Zvash Mayar Mechuber Avdvash Mechuber and Rabbon Nachelik. So Mele, there is no kashe. So the Rabbi Dvira's kashe is not a kashe. Now we can answer the other kashe. Here Tesis mentions the Raya from the Gemara Shaleach that the first three is Alibidemis. What's the first three? The textual Tolush that Osnok of Amunach Rabbi Yisaydes is Mechuga. But even Rabbi Yehuda is made is Mechuga. But over there, Basvinu Gishesh, because it doesn't stand in one place. So that's why it's not Mechuga. What's the Raya? The first three is Ali B'Demes, and the second three is only B'Dach three, because in case in Puzba Lot Snokov, um making Lady Manche Asiche, Osnokov can say this. But the question is that Rambam passed that Otsnok Hamunach Gabi Seides, Otsnokuf Hamunach Gabi Seides, so he is considered is Chayev in Trumes. One second, please.
Where's the word about
please,
the bastard?
Please, Ms. Minkes, please don't interrupt me, I'm sorry. The Rambam paskens that pears that grow bechove in Otsnokuf Hamunach Gabi Seides, so it's Chayev Bikurim, so, and the Rambam also, in the Rambam by Shabbos, he says that if somebody he picks up an otusnoku from the kark and he puts it on Gabi Seides, it's chayv achatos. So that means when it's placed on his stand, so then it's tolush. So my father says tumis maisres depends upon yinike. So even if the other is mafsig, but the yistikeg takes place, is through the other. Mashein kei Shabbos, that's an union of Tolush versus Mechuga. So if it's Munach al Gabi Karke, then it's Mechuga. If he picks it up and he puts al Gabi Seides, it still continues to draw unique, to draw minerals from the Karke beneath. But since the other is mafsig now, so it's not mechuber, so it's tolush, so it's chayev achatos. Now the question is, but if it's tolush, so why can we write a prusbul in case the leve owns an otsusnokuf amunach gabi seides? Because there it's not aloche in case from prusbul elam chuber. If the aloche had been in case from prusbul elam chuber, inachana. So if he owns an otsnokuf amunach gabi seides, he has no mechuga. He doesn't own any mechuga. He owns tolush. But aloche is otsnokuf amunach gabi, that in case in prusbul al gabi karki. And so since, and there is aloche of mechuga li karki, zarei ki karki, so it doesn't have to be mamish mechuga li karki to be ki karki. As long as it was unique from the karke, so it's also the karke. So mele you can write the prusbul, and that's mach. Okay, that's the whole thing. So really, it's part, you can consider it as part of the hadran and mishnayis. But they are not going to discuss that mishnah. I'm only going to discuss mishnah yedveis. But you can consider it as such. Okay. If I had a minion, I would say kaddish. Okay. Yeah, but I submitted that hadron, the Beis Yitzchok, the Shivus of Shkohonon, this year is going to be dedicated to Yisrael Yisrael Zechonon. So I submitted a number of Torah articles, and also I wrote out my father's hadron, and there I discussed, it's not in the Ksovim, it's just I wrote it out because on the basis of memory, I mean, I didn't find it in my father's Ksovim, this piece. I didn't find it. That piece, it was in the Ksovim, but this piece that I mentioned now, I don't have it in the Ksovim. Maybe I do, but anyway, I can't find it for the Ksovim. But I want to discuss it now because I will be through the Shia at 2 o'clock if I had to discuss it. But I can show it to you. Now let me see. Let me see something. Maybe I have a copy. Monsieur, this is the Moshe's article of Torah that was submitted. Now let me see. One second. Rameya, this is a copy, what I wrote out, and there I discuss it. I'll give it to you, but this is the only copy. I have to have it back Sunday. Okay?
Just the copy of the sheer.
The other, I want to. How is that to show you Kalma Lipri? That he doesn't have to say for now to for now. Keep Liga being a good. The Tanya, Izeo Erich Israel, Izeo Erich, Izeo Chutloretz, Kol Shishifea, Vieirait, מתורעמנים לפני מארץ ישראל, מתורעמנים לחוץ, חוץ לארץ. In other words, a certain portion, strip of the Mediterranean Sea is considered as Israel. So, in other words, a certain strip west of Eretz Yisrael is considered Eretz Yisrael. How far west? So if we draw a line to Nachal Mitzrayim. So let's see how Rashi explains it. Keep Liga b'magod sheit chum ma'rovei shel Eretz Yisrael ופליגת הנוי איקל מנדומס וסיים הוגבו וים גופי לב ארץ ישראל ואיקל מנדומה ים גופי מארץ ישראל. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Yama Godel that is connected Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, and the contra Rabbanim just a small strip. So when he says Yama Godel, when he said Vika Mandoma Yam Gu Vika Yam Gufe Lava Artisoil, he means the Rabbono, and he means Yam Gufe, he means the Yam in its entirety is Lava Artisoil, but his small strip Kineged Artisoil is Artisoil. So Kol Sheshevea Veyered Ntoram Nenuzni Izeo Eretz Mikzei Atzfenis Marovi Shal Artisoil. Let's say, if this room is to be visualized as Eretz Yisrael, as the Ribu of Eretz Yisrael, so then, now this is Mizrach, this is Meirev, this is Dorim, this is Sof. So, he says, the Mikzea Tzveinis Marovis, Tzveinis Marovis, Tzveinis Marovis would be that corner. So, Mikzei Atzveinis Marovi Shalas Yisrael Heiroho Uvitargim Yerushalmi Mitargim Heiroho Turi Amni Uksiv Zeyi Elohem Vulzof Mayim Agodil Tisou Lohem Heiroho Shmamino Heiroho Tokua Biyam. So that corner, that's Heiroho. So the Heroho is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. Ustam hor mishupoime v'yeish shishitua rocheiv kimhalach yeinu yamai. So in other words, the Heroho is situated according to Rashi. Let's say it's a Shipua. This is Sofman, this is Dor. And the Heroho is Shipua. So it's situated that way. One slant of the hall is in the Sofman, and the other slant is in the Dor. And where is the border? The border is here, the top. So this is how Rashi explained it. Ustam or Mishupoim, Vieshe Shipue Rochev Kimalachim or Imai. So, in other words, so Shipue, this is the border, the northern border, but it goes down this land, so you can walk 2 days on that slant. So, in other words, so the top, the apex, that's the northern border. כל ששפי אביר את מטורם מנפני וכל מתן ההמיך אני אורץ מרגלו או מרשת. So is it מרגלו or from this? So you say מרשת from the apex. כל ששפי אביר את מטורם מנפני מצד ארץ ישראל דהיינו לצד דורם חווה ארץ ישראל. So this is Eretz Yisrael, but this is Chutz La'aretz. לצד הצרול, דהנץ הדורם אבי הצרול, דגיב האור הוא הגבול. מתורם לחוץ, לצד צופן, לצד צופן. So, he's חוץ לאורץ, in other words, he hears the apex. So this is חוץ לאורץ. פנסים שבים, the islands, אי הים שבמיירוב, ריינס. כאילו חוט מותוח עליהם מתורי אמנין עד נחל מצרים מנחל מנדרול עד המצרים. So here, נחל מצרים, so according to some רשינים זה ניילס ריבר, and according to other רשינים it's על הריש, I think, but it's called על הריש, whatever. According to רשש שיטה עם יהושע, נחל מצרים means the Nile River. So in other words, in regard to the question, the whole Azov strip and this, whether it's Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael, according to Rashi, it's definitely Eretz Yisrael. I mean, up to the Nile River is Eretz Yisrael. According to Rav Tzadik Goyen, so we can consider about the Azov strip, but according to Rashi, definitely even beyond that is Eretz Yisrael. But the Azov its strip itself might be Eretz Yisrael, even according to Rav Tzadik Goyen. So anyway, so here the Hero Hor is in the where the northwestern corner over there, and Nachum Mitzrayim is in this corner. It's in the southwestern corner. So we draw an imaginary line between the top of the Hero Hor and the Nachum Mitzrayim. So הנאסים החוט כי ריני הנאסים של יום ריני סון כי לחוט מותוח עליהם מתורי אמנין עד נחל מצרים מהחוט ולפנים ארץ ישראל. So מן החוט ולחוץ חוץ לארץ. So in other words, east of that imaginary line is ארץ ישראל, west of that imaginary line is חוץ לארץ. רב יהודה מאיר, כל שכנגד ארץ ישראל הרי כארץ ישראל. The whole Mediterranean Sea that is כנגד, let's say, if this is the ריבוע of ארץ ישראל, and there is the Mediterranean Sea, so up to Europe, so up to Europe definitely, maybe even the territory of Europe, so up to Europe, up to the European shore, that is כנגד this ריבוע of ארץ ישראל, has the din of ארץ ישראל, according to Rabbi. שנאמר, וגבול ים, ואוי לכם הים הגודל, וגבול זה יהיה לכם גבול ים. In other words, so we see that the Torah repeats itself. It mentions the ים הגודל as the גבול twice. So what does it mean? So to advise us that not only that what is connected to Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, even the Yam itself. Vanasin shebizdodim reineison kelochut matuach aliyem mitkapluye vad Yam akionus uminachol Mitzrayim vad Yam akionus. Akionus, that's the Atlantic. Akionus, actually Akionus is Okeanus, ocean. Now, not only the Atlantic is an ocean, there is a difference between ocean and sea. So we see the Baltic Sea, but the Baltic Sea is not the Caspian Sea. So the Black Sea, it's not an ocean. So what is an ocean? So the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Indian Ocean. So everything is included in Yam HaKionos. So let's say, we got certain halachas, we got mikvois, whether it has a din of mikveh or it has a din of mayon. So there is a difference between Ikionus and not Ikionus. So it's not only Atlantic, it's Pacific and the Indian Ocean also. La Fuke, other yamim like the Caspian Sea, the Black Sea, the Baltic Sea, that's not Ikionus. So he says Reine amassische Besodim, Reine isom tlechut matuach alle me kapulurje vad yamekionus, mnachem Yisrael vad yamekionus, mechachut lifni me'arz Yisrael, minachut lechut schula. So in so far is the Mediterranean Sea that is connected this Eretz Yisrael. So it's all Eretz Yisrael. But where do you have to draw a line? Here and here. So the Rabbonim Hayu Vu Ma'ovet Leim Iboyu Loi Nasim Rabbi Yudhe Nasim Yitzhari Konal Esi Rash V'Nasim Shebiyam Iye Ayam Shebimayov Reinise Nachal Mitzrayim Yitzchu Be'arz Yisrael Mikzei Amarovis Reinis. So the hero hor is Mikzei Amarovis Reinis and Nachal Mitzrayim is Mikzei Amarovis Reinis ומחובר ימגות תכסיד בגבול נגב ונוסף הגבול מעצמי נחלו מצרים בו יוצאי סף הים נמצו איז ארץ ישראל בין הירו הול נחלו מצרים זה מרוביס רניס וזה מדרניס מרוביס והיום במערוב ויש מוקים שהים נכנס לשיח ארץ ישראל מהלך יומים רבים בין הירו אור לנחל מצרים ובאיסי כניסו יש נסים ומספשתים למיירוב לשיח היום חוץ מבין מקצי סתחומי ארץ ישראל שאין הירו אור ונחל מצרים הלכך ראים כאילו חוט מותוח מסייף הור אור במרובי עד נחל מצרים. So in other words, so we hate Moshiach Mesifah or Marovi Anach Mitzrayim Shari Komash and Mitzayis Halolu Eretz Yisrael and Nachut Lifni. So in other words, according to Rabbonon, so east of that imaginary line is Eretz Yisrael, west of that imaginary line is Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yudei Meir Kol Hayom Shachri Neged Aver Shel Eretz Yisrael ואפלה עד ים וקיונוס למיירוב שהוא בסעיף אילון הרי הוא כארץ ישראל. So he says נכון, עד זה ארץ ישראל עד ים וקיונוס. So up to the Atlantic זה ארץ ישראל. So אז שנאמה ים הגודל the Loshin in Rashi is strange. Vafilu ya ad yamu kionus limarov should be safe eilom hareyu ke'arz Yisrael. Why does he call the yamu kionus limarov safe eilom? It's not safe eilom. I mean, the American continent, they didn't know him, but why does Rashi call it safe
the end of the world.
The end of the world is now. The Bala Moyer in Rosh Hashanah, in the Sugya Dafchof, I mean the Chaznish Psak is based upon the Bala Moyer. So he says that there is continent, an American continent. He doesn't call it America, and he doesn't call it Colombia, I mean, but he says that there is Yaboshi. But he refers to the American continent as Iayam. It's Mashma. I mean, in this... the
what year was this?
Balamoyer.
Balamoyer
was in the 12th century.
Oh.
He was a contemporary of the Rambam.
The Rambam?
Of the Rambam.
Oh.
So he calls the American... he says there is Yaboshi, but he calls it Iayam. And it seems it's not just. So in other words, I mean, I have a suspicion that Bala Moya knew that there is Yaboshe and there are people inhabiting it. And he calls it Yam. But apparently, according to Bala Moya, the whole American continent, I mean, I'm sure that the American people won't like it. Al-Pidin has a din of islands. I mean, everything could be
an island. North and
Europe
South America
is also an island.
Every North and South America included.
Yeah. So in other words, you could call everything an island. The whole world is an island. because and Chazal say that Yam Yonus is makif the whole world, but it seems from the Lamoye here that the other half of the globe is not an island. Alpidin is not considered an island, but the new world, yeah. So that is called Iyaya. So maybe it could be when Rashi says she be safe. Vadya Mekionus Lamayrov she be safe alone. Not that Rashi didn't know and he thought there is no Yaboshi. Why should Rashi say that? And then, I mean, it's not Mistaba that Rashi didn't know that the world is round, and it's not Mistaba. It's not so. First of all, there is a Yerushalmi in Avizore, that the world is round, it's a globe, and there is Yaboshe, and what is it? Yeah, about Alexander Mug, Tesfes and Avizore mentions that Yerushalmi. And then the Yerushalmi even mentions a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, I think it is on Yirmiyah Perik Tes, Hayeshif al Chugorets. What does Chug mean? Chug means Chogli Chug. It's been bound.
Megillah from Pesach from India till Kushad.
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's Mekush. Mehodivakush.
Yes, so.
So he says from the whole world around, even though they're next to one another, he says. Rashi says even though they're next to one another, it means them.
That's a Gemara. I mean, Rav Shmuel and Megile, where Hedo and Kush are close to each other, or they are far from each other. So in Machlekes Rav, we have to understand the Gemara. Anyway, so
he says it goes all the way around the world. Going all the way around the world comes back.
So the Yerushalmi mentions the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hayeshiv al Chugoret. It's not Mistaba that Rashi didn't know. So when Rashi says Seif Elom, is because Rashi is also has the same sheet as the Balamoya, that Alpidin, the other half of the globe, is considered as Iyaya. Iyaya. Alpidin is considered as Iyaya. We may well be able to understand as to why the Balamoya says that the Kavatarich is 90 degrees from Yerushalayim. Why 90 degrees? It should be, as Rav Shmuel Molever said, and my uncle, the Priskarov, felt that the Raivet in his Asoge and the Balamoya, the Asoge is a Raivet, so he says, why does the day change? Because in other words, that was the Chazanish Psak. And before the Chazanish, Alexander Meshel Lapides, I mean, about 60 years before the Chazanish Paskent, like Balamoya, that the day changes, because they are Mizrach, you know, near China. So, Alexander Meshel, the same Shaila arose 60 years before, so about 100 years ago, I mean, or 120 years ago, so Alexander Meshel Lapides passed. At that time, there was a machlekes between Alexander Meshel Lapides and Reb Shmuel Molever. Alexander Meshel Lapides passed like the same way as the Chaznish, that the Kavatarich is Bikzei HaMizrach, on the basis of the Shite, of the Balamoyer and the Kuzri, And then Reb Shmuel Molever said no, that the day changes 180 degrees from Yerushalayim, the same way as the international dateline. So where is the international dateline? It's in the middle. It's an imaginary line that is drawn in the middle of the Pacific, and it's 180 degrees from Greenwich. Greenwich is near London. It's in England. So the League of Nations decided, you know, to draw that line. That was, it's arbitrary. You could draw that Kavatarich right here. And this day, you could draw the Kavatarich. And then you'll say, so on one side of the line, it would be Sunday, and on the other side of the line, it'll be Monday. So it's arbitrary. But the League of Nations decided 180 degrees from Greenwich, that's really from London, because that was the most convenient way, because it was the middle of the yam, it will not involve any hardships. But the Ravid is Masik and Balamoya. The Ravid is Masik and Balamoya. The Ravid says, why should the day change? The day should change in Yerushalayim. In other words, because as Chazal say many times that Yerushalayim is Be'emtzayim. What does it mean Be'emtzayim? Emtzayim is not trying to say it's a globe. It's not trying to say Emtza. So any point could be Emtza. It means Al-Pidi needs to be considered as the Emtza, as the center.
What does it say it's Be'emtzayim?
Many Midrashim say it's Be'emtzayim. So this is what the Ravid says. Now, there are two pshotim in the Ravid. The Ravid says, why should the day change? Because the Mizrach should change in Yerushalayim. So one pshat would be, but that would be preposterous, this pshat, that it changed in Yerushalayim, that in the middle of Yerushalayim, so we should draw a line, and on one side of that line it would be Sunday, and on one side of that line it would be Monday. So that's preposterous. Then it would mean that some of the Jews in Yerushalayim would have to observe Sunday as Shabbos, and some of the Jews, that's ridiculous. So what it means that it should change in Yerushalayim is what the League of Nations did. So in other words, they considered London is the center. So Mimele, the day changes 180 degrees from Greenwich, from London.
How much distance is 180 degrees?
Listen, you'll take it. I mean, you'll study it. I don't know it myself in terms of miles. But anyway, I'm not involved in that. So if you are interested, take out the book.
Is it in that vicinity?
And what?
I don't know. Maybe it's 180 degrees could be the whole world. Could be the whole world.
I'll tell
you
a secret.
Yeah.
I never went to elementary school because when I came here, so I was bar mitzvah, so I was admitted to the high school, and I never went to elementary school. Oh. So mele, I never studied geography. It's a secret.